Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Kristen Ryan, marine biology educator and volunteer coordinator at the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystems Exhibit. The Smithsonian Marine Station at Fort Pierce will be celebrating World Ocean Day on Saturday, June 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kristen, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get to World Ocean Day, tell me a bit about what goes on at the Smithsonian Marine Station. There's a lot going on, actually, isn't there?
Absolutely. The Smithsonian Marine Station is a marine science research facility. And of course, a lot of people may be familiar with the Greater Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., and we are actually a part of that organization. So if any folks have ever visited the National Museum of Natural History, the Marine Station is a satellite research facility of the Museum of Natural History. The Marine Station is not open on a daily basis to the public. However, we do offer tours once a month at the Marine Station if people would like to learn more about it. But we also have the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystems Exhibit, which function as the public outreach arm of the Marine Station. The Smithsonian Marine Ecosystems Exhibit is housed in the St. Lucie County Aquarium. So that public facility is actually a partnership between the Smithsonian and the county. And we are open to the public 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, from 10 until 4. And that is where the World Ocean Day celebration will take place.
So give me an idea of what people will find there.
Well, our focus at the exhibit is to really reflect all the marine ecosystems that are found around Florida. So we have a very local focus. We have model ecosystems, which are living displays of what you would see in nature. So for our model ecosystems from the Indian River Lagoon, we actually have a living seagrass bed that's a 500-gallon tank. So all of our aquarists go into the water to actually collect animals just right outside our building for the seagrass tank. We also have a mangrove tank with growing red mangroves and lots of baby fish that people might recognize, like barracuda and snook and needlefish. And then we also have a hard bottom tank, which is a great area for crustaceans. A lot of people here like to eat lobster, and that's a great place to find lobsters around the lagoon. So in addition to the lagoon habitats, we also have Atlantic Ocean habitats, including a Caribbean coral reef. We also have a nearshore reef, which people would find, you know, here in Fort Pierce in our local waters, and then a deep water Oculina reef, which is a very unique ecosystem. It's found about 20 miles offshore here in Fort Pierce in about 300 feet of water. So people will really get a great look at what the local life is under our local waters without even having to get wet or go scuba diving. So it's a very unique opportunity.
I'm speaking today with Kristen Ryan, a marine biology educator and volunteer coordinator at the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystems Exhibit. Tell me about World Ocean Day.
Yes, this is a very exciting day for us. World Ocean Day is, as the name would suggest, an international celebration of our world's oceans. Kind of the greater effort is coordinated by a group called the Ocean Project, and we are kind of hosting our own local celebration in coordination with the larger World Ocean Day. It's just a great opportunity for us to acknowledge all of the wonderful things that the ocean provides us. You know, a lot of the oxygen that we rely on for breathing comes from the ocean. Of course, we get food from the ocean, and actually a lot of medications are now being explored in the ocean. So there really are just, you know, numerous reasons for us to celebrate this great resource.
And how are you going to celebrate at the Smithsonian?
Well, we are going to have a very big day going on at the exhibit. From 10 until 3, we're going to have, in addition to our, you know, typical exhibits that you would see there, we're going to be running many tours throughout the day. You will actually have the opportunity to go into the laboratory and hear a behind-the-scenes tour from our aquarists. We will also have craft activities set up for the kids. We're going to have face painting. And outdoors, we're going to have a couple of, you know, more science-based, very hands-on stations. And then finally, we're going to have seining demonstrations taking place on the hour, beginning at 11 o'clock. So people can actually watch our volunteers and staff go seining, or you can even go into the water and help them with the seine nets and discover all the animals that live in our local seagrass beds.
So it's a full day.
Yes, a very full day.
I've been speaking today with Kristen Ryan from the Smithsonian Marine Ecosystems Exhibit. They'll be celebrating World Ocean Day on Saturday, June 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you'd like to find out more, go to their website, sms.si.edu. Kristen, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.